Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel
podcast.
Yeah. Excuse me.
A pod something.
I almost said Exploding Barrel Peril.
Seriously?
Yeah.
If only you could have heard some of the things he's tried to say while starting the show. Okay, got it, Mike.
I'm being distracted by kitchen noises.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. That's Mom's preparing tomorrow's dinner, so.
Yeah, I understand. Tomorrow's dinner?
Yeah, she's not going to be here tomorrow.
Oh. She's leaving you food?
Me and Dad. Yeah, it's going to be great. A little bit. Man. Are we starting over? Are we going to keep this in here?
Yeah. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for June. Damn it.
June.
Wait, you just said June.
You just said June. It's October.
The month has changed.
Okay.
Wow.
I panicked. I got to it. I'm like, shit. Say a month. June. God. Okay, I got it. October 2nd.
Yes.
The only thing left to mess up is the month. I mean, the year.
Which you've done.
Yeah.
You've done that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hello and welcome to the...
Damn it.
I heard a giggle.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Stoic.
Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for October 2nd, 2009. Oh, thank God.
Well,
took me three times this time to get that.
All around.
Okay, let's keep going.
All right, here we go. Yeah, let's go now. Now we're on a roll. Yes. Now we got a show. All right. Well, welcome, everybody. This is Mike Minotti, joined by my brother, Aj Guy.
Hello.
And our very special guest, Joey Shinogu Chu.
Oh, I'm very special. Thank you very much.
That's right. We got a great show today. We're going to start off with news, which, you know, will be fun. I'm assuming. Is the news fun, AJ?
Oh, yes. It'll be fun.
Okay, that's good.
I got one thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
something special happened today.
Oh, yeah. 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 Happy PSP Go Day, by the way.
Yeah.
Hardware launch today.
On a recording date, anyways. Okay. We'll have a quiz, I think.
Oh.
I had to think of one up on the fly.
Yeah, this is going to be something.
We'll do Let's Go Topical, also to be thought up on the fly. No, I got that planned out.
Okay.
I got some things. At least one. Then we're going to talk about our weekend gaming. Then we'll do the releases, and that'll be the show. So, you know, let's get going here with the news.
All right. First of all, last week, Rock Band 2 got a patch that... among other things, add support for the lips mics.
Woo!
Yay!
I guess. Yeah, that's good.
Which is good since they're now like selling those as like official Xbox 360 wireless mics. So, you know, good they got that out.
That works.
It also puts in some of the beginnings of the Rock Band network so people in the closed beta can start previewing their tracks. You can sort songs by the number of stars you've gotten on them. You could download in the background from the music store finally, which is nice.
Ooh.
So, yeah, nice things all around. All right. This is, like, exciting to me and very few other people.
I will agree.
But Sony Online Entertainment sent out a survey to PlanetSide subscribers that hinted at the existence of PlanetSide 2, which I will totally buy when that comes out.
The thing that shocks me about this is that...
people are still playing PlanetSide.
Not so much that people are playing it, but that it's, like, up and running.
Yeah. No, it was on Direct2Drive's big five-year sale or whatever it is. You could buy PlanetSide for $5.
5 years, so are you saying it's 5 years old?
Direct2Drive.
Oh, okay. I think Plant Side is older than that.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, I guess, you know, it's a good idea, and hopefully they can do it better the next time around.
Oh, it was great the first time. What are you talking about?
It was okay the first time.
I love Plant Side. All right. So after leaks and rumors and everything, we have confirmation of Super Street Fighter 4.
Woo!
So it's conceptually not too bad an idea. 8 new characters, tweaks to the old characters, confirmed so far to be new characters. We have T-Hawk, DJ, and a brand new character named Jury.
I'm surprised there's going to be 8 characters, including new ones. I'm surprised it's not just, hey, there's T-Hawk and DJ. And
yeah,
B-Hawk.
What's upsetting? They even admitted they looked into doing this as DLC.
You can't do it as DLC.
Why not?
Because they're balancing characters.
So?
No. They said that they deliberately, like, sorry, they didn't say that. But they said that they found in the structure of Street Fighter 4 pre-existing right now, they couldn't fit it in. But it almost feels like they deliberately made it to sell it as a separate product.
Yeah, like well, to cross-promote a bit here, I was on the Pixel Revolt podcast,
oh, yes.
And we were talking about this. And like we were saying, like, you had to know there was going to be some sort of DLC for this game. Like, they're saying they can't do it because that's not part of the code or whatever, but, like, why didn't you make it part of the code in the first place?
Okay, but this is going to be, it's not going to be a full retail price release.
No, but I would not be surprised to see this $40.
Okay, maybe
when
$4,
it could have been a $20 DLC pack,
know.
And I wouldn't fine with it. See, you don't care because you don't own Street Fighter
yeah,
4.
Yeah, but I practically own yours. You leave it here.
Yeah, by the way, I'm taking that back with me. I realized you had
it the
other day.
Look, 8 new characters. That's a lot. That's almost like, how many characters are in Street Fighter 4?
25.
With this?
Without this.
No way.
24 or something like that, yeah.
Really? That
yeah.
many? Or no.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Pretty sure.
Okay, well, what I'm saying, like, you know, Blaze Blue has 10 characters total. To get 8 new characters in a game, that's pretty good. Plus all the other tweaks and stuff. I think it's fine. I don't have a problem with this. I think it's legit.
I just don't like it, because it's going to splinter the user base, because there's no online compatibility with Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, because, well, how can there be online compatibility if Street Fighter 4 has one set of balancing?
Well, just patch in the balancing and not the characters, something.
But then, going into original Street Fighter 4, that's not going to work out.
Yeah, I just feel like they didn't plan this very well, is all
I'm
saying.
I think it's fine.
I mean, I'm probably going to end up getting it, because I really like Street Fighter 4.
And
they did say there's going to be some kind of bonus for the people who do own Street Fighter 4 already. I don't know what that is.
I wonder
but
who some of these other characters will be.
They said they're open to there being more than 8 characters, even, depending on feedback and how things
go. Well, it's possible to bring back more Street Fighter Alpha characters. Technically, they can't do Street Fighter 3 characters, because Street Fighter 3 takes place after Street Fighter 4.
Oh, who cares?
Okay, you know. Although, weird, because some Street Fighter 3 characters are in Capcom versus Tatsunoko.
Oh.
Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
That fits a timeline somewhere?
Well, no, I'm just saying. That there's
somewhere along the lines, Kashan ran into a... Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a part of the official timeline. Right after they fought with all of their Marvel superhero friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
All right. Moving on. If you're a fan of Star Trek, like Mike,
woo!
And you get Star Trek Season 3 on Blu-ray...
Okay, well...
You'll get a code for an Admiral uniform at Star Trek Online. So
yes.
Mike will have one of those.
I will have one indeed.
You won't start as an Admiral, right?
What's that?
But you won't start as an Admiral, right?
You just have the uniform.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think you can be an Admiral. It's not like how the original plan was. Like,
it's like a way to run around as an Admiral, yeah.
No, I think like the original crazy plan was like you start off as a cadet and work your way up. I think now the way it works, everyone's a captain as they start, and you're probably a captain the whole time.
Yeah.
More of your advancement is just like getting a better ship, which makes
sense.
And
leveling up your crew.
Oh, man.
I do think that game's going to be sweet.
That game's going to be awesome. I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, I am not an unbiased source for this. I am pretty excited.
Speaking of things you're not biased towards at all, Uncharted 2. It does do one thing poorly.
Not anymore.
I guess
it has one problem.
Yeah.
Too many Twitter updates and it's gone.
Already.
Yeah.
Now it's perfect.
Because, yeah, it had the issue where, like, they announced there going to be Twitter built into the game. We're like, oh, that's cool. But all it was is, like, so-and-so beat Chapter 2. So-and-so beat Chapter 3. And, like, no one cares. Mm-hmm. So they're toning it down. So that's good.
Yeah, the one biggest complaint, the optional Twitter updates.
Yeah, it's pretty true.
So,
oh, God, you know, it'd be worse if it was, like, remember last year, Big Planet had that one lyric in one of the songs that pulled it back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What if there were Uncharted 2 copies that still had the Twitter thing going on? They had to recall those.
No.
I keep it.
Like, they don't have a sticker on there. Like Nathan Drake's hanging off of a Twitter
them.
Or something.
Warning, too much Twitters. Oh, my God. Twitter edition. It'll be super rare on eBay.
Yes.
Rarer than the Twitter edition.
Yeah. Let's see. Beta signups have begun for The Old Republic.
Okay.
I'm excited.
We'll get in.
Yeah, I know. I need to. I haven't been able to do it, and I didn't realize it's because it doesn't work in Chrome. So I need to do it from Internet Explorer when I get home. Okay, so we have confirmation. This is something I always kind of suspected, but this is in relation to DSi wares and how they're tied to your DSi. So, like, if your DS dies and you just decide to just buy a new one, the only way to get your DSiWare games onto it is to send both systems to Nintendo, and they will do the transfer for you. I also don't know if you get the broken system back or not.
Probably
I
not.
I would assume you would. It's yours.
Well, unless you pay for repair fee as well.
And then it's well, like, yeah, but then you're just sending one system.
What's the point of buying a new system?
Right. So that kind of sucks, but, you know, yeah, but be careful with your DSi.
As, same as Wii, right? Virtual console.
Yeah,
and Wii
yeah. All right. Everybody's favorite online gaming service is getting patched. Home.
Yay.
The big update.
New dances.
Is Universal Game Launching, which sounds like a cool idea. Until you realize that unless a game is specifically written for, like, home launching, like Street Fighter 4 or
those
the
get, like,
Motor
premium.
Storm,
yeah.
Yeah, that'll take you right to the multiplayer lobby in the game. Otherwise, it just takes you to the start menu screen, which you can pretty much do by hitting the cross media bar and just picking the game anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't see why this is a patch feature.
Well, it's got a big title. It's Universal Game Launching.
Yeah.
Instead of pushing the home
button. You could even make that UGL.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Ugly.
Nice. Wow. Sorry. Oh, come on. You set it up for a venture.
God, I hate home.
Yeah, I know you hate home.
All right. Well, let's get to the big pink elephant in the room. Today, as we're recording this on October 1st, is the launch of the PSP Go. Now, my hatred for this device is well documented.
Yes.
More so is my hatred for how Sony's been handling this. For example, they announced yesterday, as part of the 6.01 firmware update for the PSP, a feature of the PSP Go that I've never heard of, except in these patch notes on the PlayStation blog, that using the Bluetooth, which is unique to the PSP Go, you can tether it to your cell phone to use as an anywhere data connection. Isn't that kind of a big deal?
Oh, they did. They didn't mention it, but it was also sort of an in-passing thing, and I guess it's mostly because of you have to have the firmware to put it on, yeah.
Well, shouldn't you have friggin' told us about that back in June? Be like, it's really great. You'll be able to get online anywhere. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah, they stuck that on the press releases. No one really talked. Yeah, no one really talked.
I didn't hear that till yesterday. And then, too, like, another thing they talked a little bit more of, but I don't think enough, is the fact that you can connect a PS3 controller to it and use that.
Yeah.
Through the Bluetooth. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the original speculation was only for video controls, but now it's like, oh, yeah, you can use it for anything, even the games.
Yeah, so you could put, like, hook up the PSP to TV out and play with your PS controller if you want. I don't know why they don't talk about that more.
Bastards. I didn't know you could do that. I like Sony. I'm trying to keep it balanced.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm the Sony apologist here. Well, I would like to put that out, I guess.
You're the Sony apologist? Okay, go ahead, apologize.
On behalf of Kazura, no.
All right. What's this? I like this headline you wrote down. PSP minis are dumb.
Okay, the PSP mini was a good idea. Until they came out. So most of the PSP minis are ports of iPhone games.
Oh, yeah.
Yet they cost 2 times as much, if not more. For example, $4.99 for Tetris on the iPhone. They ported that to the PSP, and now it costs $10.
Okay, that's inexplicable.
That's stupid. That's absolutely dumb. The whole point of PSP minis was to compete with iPhone. That's why that exists.
I don't know what to say.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a poor move.
Yeah. You could get Hero of Sparta for $1.99 on the iPhone. On the PSP minis, it's $7. We're not talking about a huge amount of money, but what the fuck? That's more than 3 times the price.
I like this button tax idea. That makes sense to me.
I guess.
It is the buttons. Who wants to play Tetris on a, without buttons anyways?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
And finally, with the release of the 3.01 firmware that fixed Uncharted, a lot of people are claiming that they're now getting a lot of disk read errors where they weren't before in various movies and games. Of course, Sony's saying it's not the firmware's fault, and if that happens to you, you have to pay for repairs.
That sounds like for people who have backwards compatible units, like the 60 gig, I think that's what I've been hearing.
And God, I'd be scared to death if my 60 gig died, because I hear, like, if you send that in to get repaired,
oh, yeah. And it's
you don't get a 60 gig back.
Yeah,
yeah,
no.
Now the fear of God is in Mike's face right
not
now.
Not my 60 gig.
60 no. Gig.
I need the 60 gig PS3. I will not have a bigger sized hard drive. I like my backwards compatibility.
Well, you better be careful.
I know. I should.
But even better than that firmware update is the latest Wii update. Which, this one actually goes in and removes the Homebrew channel.
No, 24
hours, 24 hours after this came out, a Homebrew channel update is released that if you download it from within the Homebrew channel and then patch your Wii, you're fine.
Oh, good. My God.
So, yeah.
No, what
good
it was,
job,
was,
Nintendo.
What it was the new patch, for some reason, like the big hoopla went down. Said it was suddenly breaking Wiis, even the ones that didn't have Homebrew channel yet.
Exactly, and like it, people who are trying to put threads about this in like the official Nintendo forums, they're just getting deleted.
Yeah.
So, whoops.
Lol. All right, is that it for news?
And that's it.
I got one thing that's totally random and messed up.
Oh, go for it.
It's from the dregs of Tokyo Game Show. It's Square Enix in their infinite whoring of Final Fantasy VII is releasing a clone branded Cloud Strife.
I did read this. That's
Wait, what's
funny.
This now?
It's a cologne. The name of the cologne is Cloud Strife.
And true to playing Final Fantasy VII, both women and men can use it.
That's great. They made an androgynous ode to toilette.
Yep.
That's good. All right.
I want to know who the sad soul who decides to buy that just to find out what Cloud smells like.
I don't even want to know.
Anyway.
All right. Time for the quiz. Great American Action Gaming Quiz. Okay, AJ, close your eyes.
Okay.
All right. Question number one. There are four games on my one upper shelf here on this desk. Four PC games.
What the fuck?
Name at least two of them.
Diablo 2.
No.
What? Diablo 2 Battle Chess. It's up there.
No. Below that one. You can start over.
Oh, shit.
Below that shelf.
Oh, well, fuck. I don't know. This is the dumbest thing ever.
Well, guess.
I'm trying to think. I have no freaking clue.
Well, guess. PC games.
Okay, yeah. Hang on. I just was about to say.
How many have I bought in the last year?
Okay, that Best of LucasArts collection.
Wrong.
Shit.
That might be one, actually, because there's one I can't see, but it doesn't count.
Oh, well, that's great.
That's me, these four that with the labels facing me.
Oh, by the way, if anyone hears any, like, kitchen noise, that's on my end. I'm sorry.
That's cool. Yes. We'll mute you or something.
All right, cool.
And you have to edit harder.
Eh.
It pleases me.
Hey, that's Joey's mom.
Yeah.
I don't know. I give up.
Come on. PC games.
The Witcher. No, I took that back. I take that back. I don't know. What fucking PC games do you play? World of Warcraft. Wrath of the Lich King.
That's one.
All right.
Dang. One more.
Warcraft 3.
No. Warcraft 3.
It's sitting under your monitor.
Okay, you can't look. Keep your eyes closed. It's Fallout 3, World of Warcraft, Wrath of the Lich King, Left 4 Dead, and Spore.
Oh my God, I almost said Spore.
Yeah, see, was that hard?
Okay. I wasn't even living there, jeez.
All right. I have over somewhere in this room, there's a Donald Duck mug. What action figure is in it?
Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
All right.
Why do I know that?
That's question two. Oh, man. Question three. There's a doll and an action figure on my upper shelf. What are they?
Okay, it's the fuck's his name? It's the guy from Star Wars, the robot. General Grievous.
Okay.
The doll. What's the doll? Is it Sonic?
Yes. And it's,
okay.
Okay, that's question three. There's a sticker on my desk. It's circular and yellow. What does it say?
I love fat guys.
All right, that's it.
Sweet.
Final question. Describe the pose that my mannequin man is making.
Is it a suck it?
No, it's an Orton pose.
A who?
Randy Orton's kind of pose.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And final question, how many fingers am I holding up? Bonus question.
Three.
Yes!
Oh, shut
I
up.
Said three and open at the same time.
Why would you do that?
Because I had to make sure you weren't lying.
Oh, please. Like, right.
I got that one.
Whatever. I don't even remember how many points you got.
I got four right.
That was thrilling radio.
That actually may have been your best quiz yet.
Thank you.
It's quite awesome.
Bonus question. How many fingers?
That's like. Hey, wait a second. Ah, shit, that's Warhammer Online. Where is that LucasArts?
You couldn't think of, like, sports?
I didn't even know where you were talking. I was thinking over here or something.
What difference does it make? Where they are. Okay.
And for the record, yeah, the Diablo 2 battle chest is totally up there.
Yeah, I know it's up there, but that's not what I was talking about. All right. There's a lot of spider webs up there, too.
Because that stuff hasn't moved in 4 years.
Yeah, that's a problem. All right. Time for our segment. Let's go topical.
So, all right.
We got some topics. We're going to discuss them. All right. Who's the Capcom guy?
Kaji Inafune
said that Japanese gaming is dying. Agree or disagree? Edge guy first.
I'll agree to a point. Here's I think, is the issue. Japan's culture is very rooted in tradition. As a result of that, I feel like Japanese development hasn't done much to evolve, particularly the last 5 years or so. The way that they are looking to evolve is just Western influences, which I think is kind of a shame, because they're trying to create these things that they don't understand and that they're not good at. I'd wish that Japanese gaming continued evolving from where it started in the 80s. And you know what I think examples of that evolution are? Mm. Okami, Shadow of the Colossus, Ico.
Okay, but there are some Western-influenced Japanese games that do exceed or succeed.
Yeah, and yeah,
Final Fantasy XII comes to mind as a game that was clearly influenced by Western RPG game mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a lot of people threw, you know, a shipwreck. Right. Because of that. Well, then, I thought it was well done.
That actually has another thing I think is actually holding up Japanese game development right now, particularly in the RPG genre, is that Final Fantasy XIII hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Well, it's typically the case that towards the beginning of every console cycle, a Final Fantasy comes out and everybody copies it and permutates it.
This isn't like either or, where it's just one person at a time, right? Can I jump in?
Yeah, come on, go ahead.
Let's keep going then. So I just wanted to know.
This one. you're not being graded.
Get in there.
Well, it's like a Final Fantasy 13. I mean, you look at what they've got. Like, it's not even that much. No one's here actually played it. But the footage from the trailers and stuff, it doesn't look much far removed from a traditional RPG, even. Like, people are waiting for that, and it's like, that's not very advanced compared to,
Well, I feel like, you know, Final Fantasy XII was like the big, this is a departure. And, you know, it was critically successful, and it sold pretty well, but there were still a lot of people who weren't happy with that. So I can kind of see why they went slightly more traditional. Still, it does look interesting. I have to say that the newest trailer for it, it had like some summon that turned into like a Corvette.
Oh, yeah. Afro guy got in it. Hot Rod from Transformers. Yes.
Really?
An Afro guy got in it and like started doing wheelies and shooting at things.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that game, I'm pretty excited.
Well, and here's another problem. Is, you know, increasingly more and more, it is a global market. And
Japan's a small market.
Yeah, exactly. It's a matter of numbers. And like, unless you're like Dragon Quest, which pretty much like I think everybody in Japan's required to buy a copy by law. So like that does fine, and that can stay. Like the Dragon Quest games are very much the same. They feed on that nostalgia of Dragon Quest. But like right now, Microsoft is losing in Japan, and they don't care because they're doing well enough in North America and Europe to make up the difference.
You look at the stuff they sell in Japan, like Microsoft, like they got the most grotesque, like pandering to like the stay-at-home otakus. It's like disgusting stuff, and they just put it there because it's like, hey, we'll sell a couple of these. We don't really mind.
Right.
Do you blame Japanese gamers at all? Are they not demanding enough in what they want?
No. I think part of the problem too is the Japanese gamer doesn't want anything new. Again, they're also in tradition. And so the stuff that truly is Japanese doesn't find a market in the West because we're moving on.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And that's why, to us, it does appear stagnant. In Japan, I wouldn't be surprised if most Japanese gamers are happy with things staying the same. But they're now the minority, you know?
What's up?
Something came to me this week that, like, perhaps, like, why, you know, Keiji Inafune, like, said this remark. You know, like, I think he was one of the, like, Capcom was one of the biggest partners to 360, right? Like,
yeah,
when it first came out, and everyone else is waiting on, you know, PS3 and Wii to come out, and then, like, suddenly they're caught with their pants down. Well, you know, like, Capcom is, like, kicking ass. They got Dead Rising and Lost Planet and stuff. And then, like, you got a couple of those RPGs that were sort of, like half and half, like, from Bamco, like, and then now they're going to release PS3 versions that have, like, a bunch of content on, but still. Like,
you know, yeah.
Capcom very much had believed in 360. Like, everyone else was either, like, I think everyone was waiting on, like, PS3 and maybe, like what Nintendo Wii was going to do, you know? And then that didn't turn out, like, the current marketing, right, the marketing conditions right now.
And he said, like, well, Capcom's doing okay. Some people kind of criticize him for that, like, because, you know, oh, of course, Capcom's doing okay. But Capcom kind of is doing okay.
Yeah, they are.
They kind of got it. They get it better than most people do. With, you know, I mean, when they make games that are kind of Western-like, like Dead Rising and Lost Planet, like, yeah, there's still kind of, like, faults with them. Like, things that, like, maybe...
Yeah, like, I mean, Dead Planet had a really wacky and convoluted saving system.
Dead Rising.
That's what I say.
Dead Planet.
I combined the two into one.
Right. And it still had bad voice acting and all those traps.
Yeah. I've covered Wars, you know.
Well, you know what? War has changed.
Yeah.
Oh, will you cut that out?
Okay. You do that.
I'm kidding.
Then, at the same time, the Resident Evil 5 producer, his name escapes me. He was, like, talking...
Oh, he pissed you right
he
off.
He pissed me off, because he was talking shit about, like...
Never mind. I almost remembered his name, but not really.
He was like, there was some destructive article. I think it was from a Kotaku article, really. He's like, yeah, Resident Evil 4 was okay, but like Resident Evil 5 was super sweet, and like Resident Evil 6 needs to be even sweeter than that. And I was like, shut the hell up. Your game can't touch Resident Evil 4, okay? Your game doesn't deserve to hand Resident Evil 4 a towel in a bathroom. Okay, Resident Evil 5 was fun. Okay, Resident Evil 4 was sweet.
I'll agree with that.
Who does that? Who says that other one wasn't as good? Especially when Resident Evil 4 was like... I mean, come on.
Well, he's got to get people excited for the re-release Resident Evil 5 with the Wii motion or the Nintendo motion controller added to it. Or the Sony motion controller. God damn it.
The Sony E-motion controller. That's my name for it.
That's good. The Sony E-motion. There it is.
I just, I'm mad. I don't like, come on.
I guess we're done with this right now.
Yep.
It's like.
He's going to rant a little more. Hang on.
Right. No. It would be like, what's this? It would be like the current Sonic guy being like, yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 was like okay, but Sonic Unleashed was fucking sweet.
We need more Werehogs on this.
Right. Like, who does, come on. It's like Resident Evil 4. It's like in the future, that's going to be one of the classics of all time. Resident Evil 5 will not be. Okay?
End this with the state of Japanese gaming is Cloud Strife is a clone.
There you go.
Very good.
I keep hearing Cloud Strife is a clone.
He was, in a sense. Okay.
Kind of.
Well, let's not go down that path. What's the next topic that you've thoughtfully planned out? How's that Diet Coke?
Very good. Brutal Legend. Will Brutal Legend be one of the top 5 best-selling games of October?
Mm-hmm. You're up first, Joey.
Really? Oh, goddammit.
You know, anyone can jump in, but...
I don't know. I really don't like sales age. But, you know, even speculation on, you know, how games will sell. Like, what else is coming out this year? Month, besides, like, Brutal Legend,
Uncharted.
Uncharted 2, that's right.
I see the game doing very well.
The Wii Sports Resort 2 Motion Plus bundle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that, yeah. No, I mean, I see it doing very well. It's well marketed. Jack Black is popular. I saw something that, I don't know if it was like pre-order numbers or a poll or something, but like people are paying attention to this game. It's not Psychonauts again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I could see it being in the top five.
You would think that because Jack Black is like a big part of this movie, that he would but that's the point. Like, yeah, you would see like trailers for the game in like movie theaters and stuff, like attached to whatever studio or something like had the last movie he did, like Year One, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That didn't do very
like,
well.
You know, or yeah, like, you know, try to attack, you know, try to do some sort of joint promotion thing.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you'll be on that top five, AJ?
Now, are you saying combine the sales of 360 and PS3? Am I allowed to do that?
No, just assume the 360 version. Okay. Talk about that one.
Number three or four?
Okay. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next question, which I had figured out a second ago. Oh, that's right. Square Enix says they want to sell 6 million copies of Final Fantasy 13. Is that, you think
worldwide?
That's likely? Yeah, I'm hoping worldwide.
Worldwide, sure.
I don't think that was more based on... Well, really? Worldwide? Well, it was based on like this holiday season. This December, you know, just in Japan sales.
Just in Japan?
Japan in December, 6 million?
That sounds unlikely.
That perspective, yeah.
Are there 6 million people in Japan?
I wish I knew the context of this quote better.
Yeah, way to research.
Oh, shut up.
It's certainly going to sell a lot.
Yeah, 6 million worldwide by December. Well, it's not coming out here.
I'm assuming it's going to sell better than Final Fantasy XII.
Yeah.
I don't know if it can do as well as Final Fantasy X. Just because I don't think there aren't as many PS3s out now.
Well, there's 360 copies.
Oh, yeah. I still forget
that.
Yeah,
you forget
that.
That's why
they did 360 version to sell more.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
So, yeah, they'll hit 6 million.
I wonder how much Battle Gear Solid 4 sold worldwide. It
sold over 8 million. Over 8 million, if anything.
That'd be bad.
That narrows it down. You look lost in thought. What are you thinking of?
What?
You.
What?
What were you just staring at?
I don't even remember.
All right, move on to the next topic.
The next topic. I don't have one. You have one?
We could talk about the PSP Go.
What do you want to say about...
Joey, you had a piece to say about it, didn't you?
No, I didn't. That was a heat of the moment thing. Well, if anything, I'm just seriously pissed off that the PSP Go's back is glossy. That it's not matte texture.
Oh, I hate that.
You know,
I hate that.
They had those, like, you know, the first images of the PSP Go, because there weren't really, like, high-quality video of people using it hands-on. Like, you couldn't get a sense. Like, you know, people assume, like, from the 2D press images that, like, there's, like, those weird, like, curved things. They're going to be, like, rubber, so you can, like, there's going to be a sort of grip to it, you know? And it would just, you know, the back would be matte, you know? But, no, it's glossy. The only thing that's not glossy is the area with the face buttons.
Hmm. One thing I gotta say too, since we're kind of on the topic, is so I last night they kind of open up the floodgates of PSP downloadable titles.
Yeah.
So I started just jumping around to some of the games that I would find myself to be potentially interested in to see how the download price is compared to Amazon. Mm-hmm. It's all over the place. Some games are actually a few bucks cheaper on the PlayStation Store. Some are not. Some, like, God of War was like $5 on Amazon,
and
it's like $20 in the store.
Yeah, and that $5 listing was from a third-party seller, so like through Amazon. Yeah. So they
It's all over the place. And some of these prices are weird. Like, games, like, you think they'd be $14.99, they're like $16.99. Like, why can't you just make it $15? Hmm. Yeah, it's all over.
It's very strange.
But some of the games actually are a few bucks cheaper. So, like, anytime you're going to buy a PSP game now, you're going to have to do your research.
Maybe. Yeah. I might just buy UMDs.
Before we stop talking about PSP Go, I don't know if you touched on... You probably, actually, because last week was basically the PSP Go hate train episode, I guess.
Yeah.
So you probably touched on the whole, like, they couldn't convert UMDs to downloadable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We covered
that extensively.
Yeah. Did you...
Go ahead, let's say your piece.
Well, just basically, like, I think the only real game that anyone that was early adopter that wanted to transfer the game, like, the big one that people want to get is Lumines. And this is, like, basically an example for why I think they couldn't pull this thing together. Like, the people want to get Lumines, but then they can't because that game in particular has a couple songs in there in terms of stages for the game that they use like real songs that they've had to get pay a license fee again or something like that. And
but see, like, do you like? Isn't selling the game? I mean, I don't know how licensing
yeah, it's
works.
Yeah, weird how that works.
See, I wouldn't buy a game online unless it was like an old game. If a game's new, I'm just gonna go buy it like at a store. If it's for the same price, I'd rather have a copy of the game that I could play on multiple systems. I guess not on a PSP Go, but I don't have one, so no problem. Yeah. And I'll get a case, an instruction manual. I don't know. All right, let's go to our weekend gaming.
Oh, that went by real quick.
You were just playing the Uncharted 2 demo.
The multiplayer demo, which, you know, it was a lot like the
beta.
The beta.
In fact, in the cross media bar, it's still labeled as the beta.
Yeah, I saw them. Like, I think it's a little late for that. I'm pretty sure they're printing this baby. Although I guess these days now patches and everything doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, I was playing it last night, and it's sweet as hell.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. I want to try out the arena, whatever, which is basically, you know, that gauntlet mode or whatever everyone calls it. Everyone has that mode now where it's just like a team of people against hordes of enemies.
Yes.
Put your glass down. You're driving me crazy.
I'm sorry. I'm having fun with the ice.
Playing with ice. Is, yeah. All right. You look sad. Do you want your glass back?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. But I mean, it's Uncharted 2. I just want the real game now, though. I'm pretty antsy.
Yeah. It's gonna come out the same week as the Toys R Us buy two get one free sale.
See
what? Wait, huh?
The October 11th to October 17th, the Toys R Us's buy two games get one free sale is in effect.
Fuck yeah!
Oh yeah. Because
I want to get that and Brutal Legend. I'll go cancel my pre-order GameStop.
Oh, you can't come to the midnight sale.
Oh, you can't get your revenge attribute.
I'm going to get a free game, asshole.
So what? I'm going to play Uncharted 2 like 10 hours earlier than you. Yeah, whatever. That's right. That's right.
Well, I have to go to work the next morning anyway, so I can't stay up that late.
What is your third game going to be?
I don't know. What will it be?
Africa!
Fuck off. I have the Africa cross-media bar theme that I got with my Japanese PSN account. That's all I need.
Well, you could get Kingdom Hearts
358 Days Over 2.
That's a 300.
Well, if I'm going to get a free game, it may as well be a $60 one.
300, yeah.
My cousin said
that. Well, that was a segue because I played that.
Oh, good one. Go for it.
But, you know, we can just talk about what game you're going to get some more. No, I got Kingdom Hearts 358. What is it, over 2 or divided by 2?
It's no, the way they pronounce it is 358 Days Over 2.
Oh. See, I thought it was a Vine. I'm like, who the hell?
Yeah, you would think it would
round,
you know,
their title.
Do the math, you know.
Yeah, it's an
off.
Even number. It's divisible.
Yeah. It's a terrible name. I'll say that much. I just call Kingdom Hearts DS.
Yeah. Like, most do.
That's why I wish they'd the word days. DS.
I wish everyone still did that whole, like, Dual Strike or Dawn of Sorrows. That was great.
that was fun.
Or the way they messed it up, like Rondo of Swords. They capitalized the D and the S and everything else is lowercase.
I love that. Okay.
So how about the game itself? Enough about the name.
Well, it's interesting because, like, a lot of it, it's reusing a lot of assets from Kingdom Hearts 2.
Which is fine.
Well, I mean, almost exclusively.
Oh.
Like, all the levels.
Oh, the levels.
Oh, the levels. Yeah. Like, I was like,
I thought you meant, like, character models. Yeah. I was like, big deal.
No, like, the levels. Yeah, like, you revisit all. There aren't new worlds or anything like that.
Oh, that's dumb.
But
then why did this take so long?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. I think it took so long just because it's being done concurrently with Birth by Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming out in, but 358 Days Over 2 came out in, like, summer this year, right?
Yeah.
And Birth by Sleep is coming out in January next year in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Birth by Sleep, for me... Well, here's the thing. It has actually been over 3 years since the last real Kingdom Hearts game.
Hmm.
It's been a long time. So I'm starving for Kingdom Hearts right now. So, you know...
Okay, so aside from the assets and blah, blah, blah...
How does the gameplay translate
onto the... Does it play like 2 or like Chain of Memories?
It plays more like 1, actually.
No. In a good way or a bad
no,
way?
No, in a good way. Like, okay. It's not as ridiculously flashy as 2 was, because, you know, 2, there was a lot of reaction commands, a lot of those, like, limit breaks. You remember, like, with everybody, it was like you and Tron, like, do batshit crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't like the costume changes, so it's a simpler battle system, but it, you know, it works really well.
Yeah.
And the way the game plays is, it's a mission structure.
Yeah.
So you talk to a guy, like he's like, we're gonna send you to Agrabah, and you're gonna do this one thing, and every time you do a mission, it's a day.
Now, how many Disney characters in this, because all the screenshots I look at, I'm not seeing a lot.
No, there aren't that many. So, you know, it's like when you, I'm sure Mickey's going to show up at some point and do something important. But I mean, besides, like, you go to their worlds and you kind of see them a little bit.
Is there a lot of voice acting in this?
No. There's a little bit. Well, it's a DS game. There's a little, all the music is also kind of reused from Kingdom Hearts 2. But, and it's kind of weird to say, but if you're getting this game, your price of admission is probably for the story. Because if you're a Kingdom Hearts fanboy like me, you're dying to know, like, what Roxas was up to during that period between Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 and all that Organization 13 stuff. And the story actually is pretty good so far, at least. I mean, you know, it is a little typical, you know, Sora's kind of, I mean, Roxas is kind of a sad, lonely kid, and he has friends now, and they're going to stick, you know. But it's intriguing, and there's at least one character who's like, well, how come this person was never mentioned before? Holy shit, what is this person going to do?
It's a bit like a Crisis Core for Final Fantasy VII, right? Where yeah, it's like it is like that. At the end, but then like you want to know what in between the story, you know, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It is
so like, there's nothing original about this game at all, then.
Story.
I wouldn't say that. No. The one cool thing is the panel system.
Ooh, what's oh the God. Panel system?
The panel system is how they kind of take care of leveling, magic, equipment, and items all at once. Yeah. The way it works is you have a grid. That's like, I don't know, say it starts off like 4x8 or something like that. And like a potion will take up one space. A certain keyblade modifier will take up one space. You know, or a and the way it works is when you do that, you go into battle with, when you go into mission, you have those things with you. You can equip 3 fires and they each take up one space. And then every mission you have at least 3 fires. So there's no MP. That's just how many magic spells you have depend on how many you put in the panel.
Okay.
Then there's also things you can put in that are shaped differently, like Tetris blocks almost. So like you have to kind of fit things around.
It sounds like a Resident Evil 4 equipment, like how you equip stuff in there in your briefcase, right?
Right, but like some of the things, like there'll be a square, and in the square it'll be called Magic Multiplier. Or triple cast, and like if you put things in, if you put a fire inside that square, you can use each fire panel will cost us 3.
Okay.
When you equip the keyblade thing, it'll probably have one more panel next to it that you can only put like a modifier on it. It's like plus damage. Even your level up squares, you have like you have when you level up, you get a square that you have to fit in your grid somewhere. And there's like weird shaped things that are like look like T's or whatnot. It's like these will multiply your level. So that is actually pretty neat. And you unlock, every time you do a new mission, you unlock a new panel, an open panel. So that is actually pretty cool. All
right.
But besides this,
Well, at least it makes a bit more sense than Crisis Core's like slot machine that levels you up sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. It's not Kingdom Hearts 3. Okay. It's very much Kingdom Hearts on a DS.
Right.
But it's pretty, and you know, when I say, oh, they're reusing assets from the PS2 game, it's pretty impressive that they're reusing assets for a PS2 game on a DS game.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty good for the most part. Like, I don't think you're going to like it, AJ. If you can't get through Kingdom Hearts 2, I don't think you're going to like this. Once again, you know, it's slow. This isn't, you know, it's not God of War here. This is a long tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before and after every mission, usually there's a decent amount of talking going on. So, like unless, like, you're in this because you want to know what happens, I don't think you're going to enjoy it. I mean, it's hard for me to say, but Kingdom Hearts is my fanboy series, and I'll like anything pretty much. No, I still think this is good. It's an 8, you know.
Yeah.
Now, Birth by Sleep, though, I have to say, that game better be like Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, essentially. That'd be the Kingdom Hearts 3 that everyone's waiting for.
Seems like it is.
Yeah, yeah. It looks good. It has original levels and stuff. And See, like, yeah, like, I look at Kingdom Hearts 3, I'm like, who are these characters? Or Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, like, what is it? I get excited. I gotta know what it all means. How can you have not beaten Kingdom Hearts 2? The game was, like, made for you.
Because, once again, my PS3 was stolen with that save file on it, and I do not want to do all that Roxas shit again.
The Roxas shit was fine. Yeah, Roxas is the main character of this game, so.
Yeah. I play Kingdom Hearts to see Donald and Goofy fuck shit up.
And they do a lot.
Yeah, I know. But before I can get to that, I have to put posters on bulletin boards for 2 hours. Okay?
Deliver the mail.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to do that. That just gives you some money and stuff before you start out.
Yeah, and I don't want to do fucking chores. I want to beat the crap out of dudes chores with Jack Skellington and the genie. Okay?
Christopher Lee is doing a voice.
I thought you were going to say Christopher Robin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Perhaps they'd like more sea salt ice cream.
What? He was, yeah. You're going to tell me he did a bad job voice
acting? No, it's fine. It's fine. He's actually very good.
They eat sea salt ice cream in this game literally every 10 minutes.
But
by the way,
I just want to see Donald kick him in the face.
Donald does a lot of sweet things.
I know, and it's awesome when he does. I'm just saying, God, that first 3 hours of that game was torture.
You have no idea what you're missing out on.
I know. I believe it.
Don't. Clearly you don't.
Someday.
No, you will not.
I beat one eventually, did I not?
Yeah.
We had the same conversation.
You'll beat it when, when Kingdom Hearts 3 or whatever the PS3 one is coming out. Then you'll suddenly be like, oh, I better beat Kingdom Hearts 2. Just like how you didn't play Metal Gear Solid 3 until, the night Metal Gear Solid 4 came out. That's the only thing that motivates you, is a shiny new sequel coming out, and you're it bugs you that you didn't beat the last one. It drives you crazy, so then you're oh shit. Not like you're finally playing Uncharted 1 now, I wonder why. Well, yeah, Uncharted 2 is looking pretty good now, huh? Oh shit, I gotta play Uncharted 1.
Well, the reason I'm waiting to play Kingdom Hearts 2 is I'm holding out this blind and completely out of nowhere hope that in the last year of the PS2's life, Square Enix is going to bring all the international games to America finally.
Oh, Final Mix Plus is not coming. I've held out hope long enough. I was excited. It was good that we got the Chain of Memories thing, but I don't know why. I would have paid full price again for basically the same game with a new secret boss and some other things.
And
you're the reason Super Street Fighter 4 exists.
Hey, whatever. Super Street Fighter 4 might be sweet. Maybe one of the characters will be Captain America. Maybe they'll just have Marvel characters.
Oh, crap. That would sell it for me.
Right. Look, it's Kingdom Hearts. You should know at this point if you like Kingdom Hearts.
I know.
And, of the Kingdom Hearts games I played...
Game.
Wait, no, I'm not done.
Oh, God.
I guess I am.
Okay, good.
I apologetically like it, I guess.
That's funny.
It's like how I used to like MGS.
Let's see.
I still like
MGS. Did anyone play the Peace Walker demo?
Yeah,
yes,
I did.
Cool.
When did you?
When you were asleep last weekend during the day, I took your PSP.
What'd you think of it? I talked about it already.
It's sweet.
Yeah, it is, isn't it, though?
It plays really well.
Yeah, it's surprising. Did you get to the part where they had to fight a tank?
What? No, I went through the jungle and it ended.
Now, you think it ends. You have to, pick the other thing and say one player.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, I got to the part where it was, a tank escorted by, four guys. And, I just can't do it. I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to fight that thing. But, yeah, it's hard to get through all the...
Yeah, I thought it played pretty well. It looks nice.
Did you have
I
a
was
problem
very
getting
impressed.
Through that one area?
Huh?
There's, that one area in that jungle where it was, there's, a gate. You had to, throw a grenade at it to open it.
Oh, that took me forever.
Yeah. I had to, go on GameFAQs finally. What the hell? Where am I supposed
to
go?
Why can't I just open the gate?
Yeah.
It's the next generation version of pressing X to crawl under the one pipe in the beginning of MGS1.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can't crawl anymore. Isn't
that
crazy?
Yeah, that's weird. I don't like that.
What?
I don't like that.
I hope it changes it a little bit.
Yeah.
It changes the game forever.
Yeah, forever. I wonder how the co-op's really going to figure into things, though. Because, again, the Kingdom Hearts DS game has co-op. But
the thing
I
hear is, the bosses are really hard that you have to have, co-op members with. That's the Monster Hunter element of it, yeah.
I'm worried about that.
Because that boss was... there's no way I was going to be able to do that.
Oh, crap. Also, and the AI bosses are going to sing at you now.
Sing?
Do you guys not hear about this?
No,
what are you talking about?
Well, it was only broken on YoGAF, I guess. One of the moderators, he read this article that... You ever heard of this thing called Vocaloid in Japan?
Nope. No.
It's just a program that synthesizes, voices, and people, the otakus, use it to make these, these girly voices sing anime songs and stuff. And there's this virtual idol called Hatsune Miku, and basically, the whole thing is, Kojima is, teamed up with Yamaha, I think it is, the guys who made that Vocaloid technology. They're going to put it in Peace Walker and have people, input their own songs to let the AI bosses sing them at you while they're kicking your ass.
Oh, nice.
Magical.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got Mario and Luigi.
Oh,
Bowser's
yeah.
Inside Story.
See, I want to get that, yeah. Let's talk about that.
See, I feel Mario and Luigi 3, clearly a better game than Kingdom Hearts DS. But I gotta play through Kingdom Hearts DS first. Well,
I don't. Mario Luigi's sweet as hell.
It is.
I love it.
It is.
The dynamic with Bowser is awesome.
I love how Bowser's like the main character.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like that too. He's hilarious. Because they make his character great in the RPGs because he's
harmless.
He's a nuisance.
Yeah, he's not like... Yeah,
they're like, oh, Bowser, get out of here. We're dealing with something real. And he's like, Bowser, oh, I'm real.
Bowser's like, hey, guys, what's up? Oh, Bowser. Like, Bowser, not now.
It is like, yeah, like, his character's so dumb. Like, you know, I probably shouldn't eat this mushroom, but I'm hungry, so I'm going to anyway. Yeah. He just does and wonders why bad things happen. Or they're like, yeah, it's real dirty in here. If you keep drinking water, we'll make it better. We swear. He's like, oh, yeah? I'll drink all the water you want. And he's just like guzzling down water. It's great. And Fawful is... I love Fawful. Yeah, that's a great character. Just like the weird backwards talking. He reminds me of the dogs from Up.
Yeah, a bit. He does. Even more so, though.
Yeah, and like I said, what I like a lot better about this than Partners in Time is it's... Partners in Time was too complicated.
Yeah, this one's
having the four characters. This works well because, I mean, you technically have the three, but it's never at the same time. It's either Mario and Luigi or Bowser. But their fights are connected. Yeah, like when you Bowser suck down guys people. As Bowser and then beat them up as Mario and Luigi. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I like it a lot.
I have a feeling that at some point Mario and Luigi come out of Bowser, though, and then I wonder how Bowser figures into things.
Well, yeah, because you could clearly see parts of the Bowser levels that there's no way Bowser could reach them.
Yeah.
Unless he gets a jump later.
I wonder if there would be a point where it is the three of them.
That could be fun.
I mean... Since they're A, B, X, Y, I don't see why not.
Maybe that's why the buttons are like that. Ooh.
Oh, man, I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah.
I got more of that. Tonight. Damn it, Kingdom Hearts.
Ha, 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 ha.
It's okay. I like Kingdom Hearts. Damn
it. So another thing, too. I finished Chapter 2 and started Chapter 3 of Tales of Monkey Island.
Oh, that's right. I was about to... Yeah, I forgot about that.
Am I allowed to talk about a character who's in this one?
Did you... How much of 3 have you done?
First 30 minutes.
Yeah, Murray's in it.
Murray's in the game and it's sweet as hell.
Yeah, it is awesome. No,
is that that one tweet you put out that was like,
yeah,
this one character?
My tweet was, there's a certain talking skull back in my inventory. All is right with the world.
No. Chapter 3, I played through it pretty much in two sittings on the same day. Chapter 3 was great.
Oh, you finished Chapter 3?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know you finished
Chapter 3 is awesome. It's the best chapter so far.
That's what I love. These things keep getting better and better.
You know, some people didn't like Chapter 2.
Chapter 2 was sweet as hell. That sword fight was awesome.
Yeah. No, I liked all of Chapter 2. I loved LeChuck in it and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Chapter 3 is interesting because... There aren't that very many environments in it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's pretty constricted, right? And it's kind of it works really well, actually. Plus, like this one, like more so than the other ones, introduces new characters that are actually really kind of endearing.
Mm-hmm.
And like the whole these games do reuse models a lot, but it's not as noticeable in this one because they're more clever about it,
right? And just I'm really digging the story in these games.
Oh yeah,
cool. I'm excited to see where it goes.
Did you do like the pirate staring thing yet?
I literally just picked up Murray. That's the last thing I did.
Okay.
Although, did you catch that there's a great Easter egg in Chapter 2 when you put the locket into that toy manatee and it starts singing A Pirate I Was Meant to Be?
Yeah.
I thought that was like the greatest. But if you do it a second time, Guybrush starts doing this ridiculous dance and he just goes, yay!
Why does he like that song now, though? He's supposed to hate that song.
It's grown on him.
I don't know. But, yeah, Murray in the game's great. Wait. Murray's used really well in the game, too.
Good, good. They are doing such a good job with this game. It makes me so happy.
Right. Like, when Murray was in Monkey Island 4, it was kind of weird. Like,
They didn't use him.
I feel like they added him in the last second because they're like, we don't have Murray.
Yeah, we forgot Murray. Like, I literally sit there playing this game, and I'm, like, just in the back of my head going, I'm playing a new Monkey Island.
I know.
Like, it's so surreal. Because we never thought this. And it literally went from, like, announced to, like, a month later we were playing it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm very giddy about Tales of Monkey Island.
I forgot to try to use Murray on Morgan. I bet that would be funny.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got to use just Murray on everybody.
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that does it for me. Joey, what you got?
This week, I didn't... Like, there's only two games I can talk about this week. Sunday was the last day. That was the last day of this long 30-day streak of Dissidia Final Fantasy. How much did you play of it, Takoto?
I was a big fan. I finished all the story stuff.
Mm-hmm.
At Furion, I did a lot of the those battle courses or whatever. Through, I got him to level 100. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to work on getting him strong enough so I can beat those extra story things that are like really hard.
Chaos characters. Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, maybe that could be my free game.
That's not bad. I would play that with you.
It's pretty fun. Yeah.
And Inward Chaos is hard as hell, though.
I think with me, it was like a lot of why I was playing it over and over. It's because of that freaking consecutive days pass timer. I was like, oh god, I can't let a day pass. I had to keep playing as Cloud, you know. And I got him to level 100, and I kept like being. I was just playing like quick battles with Sephiroth, and eventually with like Terra and Bartz, because I'm mostly racing up at Terra and Bartz at the level, and they're fun. But you know, now I've kind of sobered up on some games.
Cydia was sweet though. I love Cydia. It was quite cool.
And one day when it's up on download, I'm gonna buy it again. I'm crazy, but I'm gonna buy it again for download, so I can always have it on my PSP. I don't want to keep having the freaking disc in there because my mom wants to play Luminous, and I'm like, I have to take the disc out and everything. I'm just like, eh.
Wait, you can't download the Cydia right now?
It's not up yet. No. Yeah, it's not up yet, but it's. I think they're timing it for November 1st. It's gonna be. I think November 1st. Japan's getting the US version of the Cydia on their network.
Right.
So yeah, Universal Tuning.
International release.
So they're going to get that. I think they're going to time it with the Japanese release. That's my speculation. Anyway, I haven't picked it up since, but that's a great game. And this week, I was like in the middle of the night, I was like, I got my DSi. I still had a bunch of points left. I was like, I picked up a Pictobits on the DSiWare.
How is that? I've heard things.
Oh my god, I cannot. Why the hell did I buy this? Why did I not buy this? Like a long time ago, and instead freaking buy Puzzle Quest Express, Puzzle League Express, and WarioWare, like the bullshit. Like, it's just really, it's a great puzzle game. It has like the 8-bit aesthetic. It's like, as the premise is, you got a bunch of squares on the bottom screen, and then the top screen, there's like it's empty, but as you delete squares, if you select squares and then place them in different places to hit the falling blocks, and then they unlock like a pixel in the top screen for a certain like character that you want to like to uncover, and then you can like make combos and make more squares come up and then get coins, that sort of thing. And the coins, they help you buy these tracks, the music tracks of the levels. And I'm not making it sound very good, but it's really, really good. Sorry.
I'll take your word for it.
And, how much is
this? It's 500 Nintendo points, I think. And apparently this big draw is this group called YMCK, I think, that do like chiptunes in Japan. Like, they did the music for Pictobits, and they did some music for Katamari Forever.
Katamari Forever.
And they also do chiptune music. So that alone, like, makes somebody. Like, they're a distinguished group, so.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's anything a Nintendo else? Game, so. This is a passing thing. I tried the FF13 demo again, and yeah.
The FF13?
Final Fantasy 13. The trial version that came with Adventures Complete earlier this year.
I want to play that.
Yeah, it's a very simplified version of the battle system that you see in the trailers now, yeah.
Yeah, it looks pretty.
Yeah,
Snow looks like a douche though. So far, I don't know. Something about him rubs me the wrong way.
The way, like, you know, the way Sarah looks like a 14-year-old, and he has not shaved his beard, so he looks like a freaking pedo. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's a thing.
I hope that's the twist. That, like, he's like this wife beater or whatever the hell, and then he becomes the final boss.
Did you see that one video though, where it was like the fake dubbing of Final
Fantasy? Like,
that
is hilarious. You guys probably shouldn't have a gun because you're like six.
IGN, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, he's like, oh, okay, that's cool. That was really fun. I'm gonna watch it again after this. Weird part, you hear like a loud explosion in the background. It's no like turns like, all right, sounds like there's something over there. No, that was great. You know, Sash or whatever?
Zaz.
He looks badass, I have to say.
I was hoping his summon would be Fat Chocobo, but not so much.
Who do you know who that summon is?
The theory is it's not Ifrit, so it's either Surt or this other mythological deity or something else.
I wonder who it is.
I don't know.
I hope somebody has Gilgamesh.
What do the Knights of the Nine do?
Knights of the Nine were only
that's like the freaking Megazord.
Knights of the Round, you mean?
Yeah,
around. Yeah.
That's the Oblivion expansion.
Hey, I have a question.
Oh yeah.
I saw like a video for White Knight Chronicles 1
mm-hmm.
the other day, like on like the PS3. And at first, I thought it was something else because I could have like I hadn't really seen much of the White Knight Chronicles since like
that the first trailer ever. Oh, yeah.
I thought that game was supposed to look amazing. What happened?
Not so good.
What happened was they put in a create a character mode, and what that does, I think, is make every character look mundane.
That sucks.
Right.
Yeah, like you look at Leonard's face, and suddenly
did that cool thing where, like, when you push forward, start walking, he like kind of turned and walked backwards and said, "Let's go to the group." And like, yeah, was
that game actually
awesome.
That was very much a
target thing.
Yeah. It was a shame.
See, that's what I was afraid of.
If anything,
the
White Knight graphics are very much what we have now, but everything else is like a slight notch down.
That sucks.
But people, the American version has been held back so long because we're getting the stuff that's going to be in the expansion that's coming out
and
this
voice
year
chat.
In Japan. And then they're getting like two like real soon. So,
wasn't it like a little bit of a critical disappointment in Japan?
It actually sold very, very well, though. From what they said on the Listen Up.
Is this game still going to be as sweet as we all thought it was going to be?
No.
We'll have to try it out.
Yeah, guess what to say.
I might buy that instead of Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, instead?
Yeah.
You are not going to buy Final Fantasy 13?
I put on my Twitter, I am not buying Final Fantasy 13.
Why?
Nothing about it appeals to me anymore. Like, I tried the demo, and the battle system is very, like, I can't judge the battle system from that, really, but what I've seen from it, like the paradigm shifts and stuff, none of it really interests me. Like, the designs don't interest me, like, the story doesn't interest me. Like, a lot of it is like, oh, like, this is the focus and the fallacy and the lacy and everything, and it's like, Square Enix has just, like, gone very... besides, I haven't even beaten the old Final Fantasies, and those seem more, like, interesting to me.
Did you play 12?
Curious? No. I tried it. I played a little bit of it. Like, we mentioned it in that one cast.
See, I don't know. If you're looking for something different, you should have liked 12. That's what I think.
What I looked to meet was Final Fantasy 11 offline. But I said that last time on the last
It's
not.
I don't buy that.
I don't like Final Fantasy 11.
And also, what also happens because my sister keeps playing Final Fantasy 11, and that turns me off to that.
Yeah, I didn't like Final Fantasy 11. Not so much as comparing it to a Final Fantasy game because you can't do that. I don't like it as an MMO.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We don't need to go down this road for the 20th time.
All right, then.
Let's do some downloads.
All right.
All right. I'll go through these. WiiWare, Arkanoid Plus, and Drift Mania with two eyes. Virtual Console, the arcade version of Altered Beast.
Whatever.
For $10, a steal. DSI
Altered Beast, right?
Is
that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. DSI has Dragon Quest Wars
What's
and
that?
Some kind of weird little mini tactical game, I think.
Okay.
God damn it, I keep knocking out this headphone thing.
Sounds like a tactical tower defense, but also it sounds more strategy RPG, yeah.
Right. And also Art Academy Second Semester. Okay. Xbox Live Arcade, Military Madness, Football Genius, The Ultimate Quiz, and Bust a Move Live, which might be good. PS3 gets Digger HD and Uno at long last.
But what the hell is this?
What?
The next thing on this list.
PlayStation 1 Classics, top of the list, Jumping Flash 2.
Holy shit.
I'm going to download that tonight.
I still have my PS1 version right there.
I know.
I mean, I can still play it on my PlayStation technically, but...
I'm going to play it on my PSP.
Oh, shit, you're right.
I know.
Jumping Flash... Man, that... I
know.
Think there was a Jumping Flash 3 in Japan, by the way. Hopefully we get that.
Yeah. It's weird that I hear, like the squad, like the Twitters, like, just, like, explode, Jumping Flash 2, and I'm like, really?
I know, yeah. I tweeted that, and I got retweeted and replied to. Like, everyone's excited. So, yeah, that's
I didn't
sweet.
Know everyone else liked this game, too.
Yeah. Let's see. Jammer Lammy.
That's cool.
Nuclear Strike and Gex 3, Deep Cover Gecko.
It's funny how that works out because Gex 1 and 2 were not on the PSN store.
Yeah. And then PSP just had.
They did come out with the Jumping Flash sequel, Rabbit Mon Dieu. And then, like, an offshoot thing with them moving this book. Okay, go on. Sorry about that.
All right, cool. PSP was, like, a million games came out with the launch of the PSP Go. If you really want to see that list, go find it. Good Old Games, Imperial Glory, and the Incredible Machine Mega Pack, which has a bunch of people excited.
Angry Jedi has it, like, bookmarked somewhere.
Yeah.
So our real releases, we have Risen for the PC, Gran Turismo for the PSP, Kingdom Hearts 358 over 2 days. Hey, according to GameSpot, better than Gran Turismo. So take that. All right. Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2, PS3.
Meh.
Best Space Extraction for Wii, which apparently is not bad.
Ooh, maybe I'll get that for my free
there
game.
There you go. I had to finish Dead Space. I'm like on the last level when I stopped. Yeah. Motor Storm, Arctic Edge for the PSP.
And PS2. Just a
7.5. Oh, really?
Well, it's going to be a PS2 version. I don't know if it's the same
eventually.
Week.
I don't think it's out yet.
I'm surprised. Like, these racing games on the PSP, I assumed were going to be awesome. We're getting like 7.5s. Undead Nights for the PSP. Deca Sports 2 for Wii. My Sims Agent for Wii. Tornado Outbreak for 360, PS3, and Wii. That looks like a live game. We already talked about Obscure, the Aftermath for PSP. Valhalla Knights, Elder Saga for Wii. Beta Raider for PSP and iPhone. Black College Football. What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Someone tweeted.
This is a terrible idea.
Black College Football Experience, the Doug Williams edition.
Talk about that's a giant podcast. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's our show, everyone. You can listen to us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or find us at squadronshame.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel.
Also, if you read Bitmob, you should be listening to the Pixel Revolt podcast. If you don't read Bitmob, you should listen to the Pixel Revolt podcast, especially because I'll be on the next one. I think it'll be up sometime next week. And, I recorded with Derek, Brett, and Jeff. I want to thank those guys. It was a lot of fun. And, check that out.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time right here, the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Good night.
Bye.
Night. Bye.